Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Sir, why are you on the roof?
Mr. President, what are you doing up there?
Taking a little look.
Come down and talk to us.
What are you building?
Started, look.
Put the ballroom, which is on the other side.
Are you considering more renovations, sir?
Hello, Peter.
Hello, Peter.
Are you going to build up
Hi, sir.
Look at his face.
What do you
know? What do you... Oh, I just spent my money.
Can you give us another
hint? We'll show you. It's just another way to spend my money for the country.
Are you considering a second story?
Everything I do is financed by me, so you don't have to worry. It's contributed. Despite my salary is contributed, nobody ever mentions that.
No, are you going to add another level?
So there's President Trump. Up on the roof. Thank you, Dan, for that. Mixing a little fun. Up on the roof, the original version. A lot of people read, you know, Carole King, right? I know there were a lot of people who did that song, but this is the original. Was it the Drifters?
Yeah.
The original version.
Yeah.
So we got to be original. But it kind of reminds me of that. It's like, up on the... And there he is. He's like waving. And he's got this like little... smile. You know he's having fun up there.
He loves it, right?
You always love to see somebody, no matter who it is, but especially your president, who's working for us, we the people. He's up on the roof.
He loves it. And like to take people behind the scenes when all the media is set up at Pebble Beach, and they kind of get notified to like where they're supposed to go. So you know that they were told to go to this random spot next to the White House, and all of a sudden the president walks out on top of the roof, and they're all looking up like, hey, Mr. President.
And when you see it from afar, they're pretty far. So I'm thinking that somebody gave him a wireless microphone, because I'm thinking that when you look at the wide shot, I don't know, you can look at it, Dan, but when you look at the wide shots, it's pretty far away. You can hear him quite clearly. So I'm wondering if somebody gave somebody, look at how far he is away. They gave him, I think he's wearing a lav, like a wireless lavalier or some kind. There's a microphone up there, I'm thinking. I'm theorizing. I can't see it, but I'm thinking that. And when he says,
look.
Come down and talk to us.
Maybe not.
What are you building?
You know what they need is a parabolic.
A what?
One of those, like at the sports games, the parabolic microphones with the...
Hello, Peter. The Peter Ducey hello. Hello, Peter. You're looking good, Peter. Because I think Peter was off a little bit. I think he was on vacation or something. So, like Dan Borowski was on special assignment. Well, you'll learn where Dan, what Dan was doing. But in this case, so what we know, and you hear the president alluding to this as he's on top of the White House roof. I was looking up different presidents, not too many, photographed up on the top. So what is he planning? We know, and we've told you about the ballroom, what, $200 million total renovation, because they've said, you know, when we are entertaining, you know, heads of state and so on, it's embarrassing. We have to put up this, like, rent-a-tent out there, and it's not the greatest, and especially mud happens depending on the weather, or it's cold or whatever. So he's, but private money, not the taxpayers' money, renovating the ballroom. And so apparently they're going through some plans. He was up there with the same architect as the one who's helping to renovate the ballroom. I love it. You know, this is a guy who, I mean, look at the Trump hotels.
You should do all press conferences from up there.
I know. I just got such a kick out of it. But I love his little, like, he does that little, like, smile. Like, you don't usually see the side of him where he's totally relaxed, having a little fun. Hello, Peter. He gives that smile, and he's like, I'm spending my money. So what he's telling us, you know, reportedly, he is using his own funds, as he did with the two flags. We covered that live, remember. So he's having some fun. He loves doing this, and it relaxes him. So I can't wait to know what are they planning for the roof, which, what a brilliant idea. You know what I mean? It's a beautiful space. Mm-hmm. It's up there with the best view of our beautiful nation's capital.
Would it be something that maybe changes the facade of the White House so we know from that point forward any profile of the White House was, you know, due to Trump?
I wonder.
I haven't been here. I'm genuinely curious. Did you guys offer your review of the redesign of the Rose Garden by chance?
No, we didn't. We haven't. I mean, the Rose Garden with the pavers, you mean?
Yeah.
With the pavers, here what I will say. They had all of those events there, and I think that was really, I think that was something that was common sense because they had all of those Rose Garden events. The problem was that if you have any kind of inclement weather, you would have mud. You would have mud and muck. It was a slippery hazard. You know, you by law have to have things handicapped accessible. I mean, I'm really serious.
I mean, to your point, like, every time they had an event out there, if there was potential for mud, there would be a tarp that rolled out, which would absolutely kill the grass, which means that they'd have to call on landscapers, not just to mow the grass, but to completely resod the lawn. And it was a process, but it was beautiful, Dawn, and
I know. It was practical. I'm doing the same thing in my, not the same, but like in my backyard, there's this grass. No, we're going to just pavers. That's it. So sometimes you have to be practical because you have to think about safety. If you remember, he addressed this way back when, before they did it, and he said basically it was practical. He said that it was slippery. He said that the ladies complained because they would get their high heels stuck and that could present where they fell. And so it's just, you got to do it. You got to be safe. You got to be safe. So I know everybody, look, it's Trump. If Obama paved the whole stinking White House lawn, nobody would have complained. We wouldn't even know about it. But because it's Trump, oh, they're going to say something. But to me, I'm doing this in my, I hope Larry's not listening because he doesn't even know this, but I got the estimates for it from.
Oh, really?
My guy.
Oh, breaking news.
Larry, if you're listening, just turn off the radio if you're driving. But yeah, it's practical. Sometimes you got to do it.
Yeah, I guess to prove your point about media bias, if you were to Google before and after White House Rose Garden images, what they do is they don't take a picture of the vast open lawn that was replaced with pavers. They take pictures of the roses on the side there that weren't replaced and act like those were all. So really, it just replaced, from what I understand, the big lawn that's out there, the grass, and made much more beautiful with marble, sidewalks. I just wish they left the grass in the middle, or at least kept some kind of, grass.
Yeah. So, there. And they love to say there was one that the first lady, Melania Trump, she designed. They said she took out these trees and bushes. I was there, and I have even pictures that I could show. And by the way, another little trick they'll do: they'll show a different season. So they'll show like all the roses in bloom, like this time of year. You know what I mean?
And gray sky.
Yes.
So I'm going to actually, it's funny you say that. Go to youtube.com/@1210WPHD, please. And please like and subscribe. You'll actually see here in a couple seconds an image of exactly what you're talking about. Once my computer unfreezes.
Yeah. So just to point this out to you, think about Donald J. Trump. Think about if you've ever stayed in a Trump hotel. I've not been to Mar-a-Lago, but look at how gorgeous Mar-a-Lago is. This is somebody who loves to do this and has some of the most incredible five-star properties worldwide, golf courses, hotels, etc. So it's not going to be ugly. It's never going to be ugly, but it has to be. If you've worked in the hotel industry, you understand that you have to get approved. It has to be safe. And safety, other than cleanliness in the hotel industry, that's number one is safety. If you have people slipping and sliding on a muddy grass or their heel is sticking and they're almost falling down, you can't have that. You know what I mean?
Liability.
You're hosting a leader. Okay, here it is. Breaking the White House Rose Garden before and after with Trump.
look at the pictures.
Come on, people.
That's a picture from like the 60s,
If you're watching on YouTube, Dan, thank you for doing this. So on one side, you have this time of year in the summer. Everything's in full bloom. Tulips and roses and greenery and the grass is green. That's on the left. On the right, they show it in like February, when it's muck and snow and gray skies. And it's like, are you kidding me? That's the ultimate in media bias, by the way. I'm sure it looks fine. We've seen events that he's hosted. Maybe when Netanyahu was here, I'm trying to remember the most recent one I saw the pictures, but they're pavers. That's what they put in so that everybody's safe. And when you have people with walkers or wheelchairs, yes, there is liability and safety and you're hosting an event.
Well, underline too that they're pavers. They are removable too, aren't they? I think so. So I don't expect you to know.
I mean, with pavers, yeah, you can. I mean, it's a.
It's not like poured cement project. Or poured asphalt.
No, they didn't pour cement.
Yeah,
yeah. The pavers are actually, and more, they're environmentally more ecological. Let's say, and they put the sand down and the whole thing.
Ooh.
So we got that going on. Got
to hear about some great cars, Dawn.
Yes, we got to talk about cars. We will get into the latest with the whistleblower report, about 19 pages, Pam Bondi. You know, and this is all part of, you know, what we're learning with regard to Russia, 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 what Democrats do. And we'll talk what Dems do. That's the title of the next segment. So we'll talk Russia, 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 all of it. And with DOJ, obviously getting into those named because they named names last night. And so we have the subpoena list and so on. So we'll get into all of that. Don't worry, you're not missing a thing. And then what is the latest that President Trump is putting out there with an executive order? I'll get into that. That's a developing story just this morning within the past, about less than an hour ago. So don't worry, you're never going to miss a thing. But we got to talk about whether or not you're hitting the beach, and what a beautiful beach week, or maybe you're cruising through the city this summer. Why not do it in style? The Honda Summer of Performance events going on right now at my favorite Honda dealers, Piazza Honda. You know, Piazza is my number one favorite. Well, right now is the time to get behind the wheel of a, how about a new Honda Civic? What about an Accord or a CR-V? That's what Lair Bear drives, the CR-V. It's a beautiful vehicle with unbeatable leases. So I have a new lease that's awesome with an HR-V. So mine is smaller, sportier, but still has all the storage space with the, you know, kind of an SUV kind of feel to it. But I love my HR-V. But if you want something a little bigger, that's the CR-V. That's what Larry has, because he's the tall guy with, and we go on all the family trips with him. So he has the bigger, kind of comfier vehicle. Whatever you're looking at, all of these different options, daily deals you want to check out, unbeatable leases, like I say, with low finance rates. You got to hurry in. These summer savings, they're not going to last forever. Drive right to Piazza Honda of Philadelphia. Make sure you ask for Awesome Ross the Boss. Langhorne, Pottstown, Reading, Springfield, do this today. You can always go online first, piazzahonda.com, P-I-A-Z-Z-A, piazzahonda.com. Tell them Dawn sent you. So we've been telling you all this morning with the Department of Justice issuing these subpoenas with regard to the Epstein case. We also have, and I'll get to this, I'll get to Tulsi in just a second, but in this one as well, within the past hour, the president signing another new executive order addressing threats to the United States by the government of the Russian Federation. That's the title of it. And essentially the White House, President Trump signing this executive order to address threats from Russia. And the bottom line on this, it imposes a 25% tariff on Indian imports of Russia. And so this is a breaking news story, if you will. I'll call it a developing story because it's within, but I'm looking at the time code on it. So the White House issued this new executive order, the statement on it, 10:13 a.m. So a little over an hour ago, about 70 minutes ago. Just wanted to bring you that. With the authority vested in me, President of the United States, blah, 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 President of the Constitution, laws of the United States of America, it goes on to talk about the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, citing that and all different emergency acts. And this is an executive order 14066. Okay, he's citing that one, talking about imports. So using multiple different emergency type orders to issue this executive order, speaking about Russia, threats with regard to threats of Russia. So I don't know if we are going to have a news conference at this point. I believe the president was, I believe they were meeting with the vice president, and they're having meetings right now to talk about this. So that was right before the actual meeting that was planned. So we have that one going on. Then we have Department of Justice. I'll get to Tulsi TikTok in just a second. But the Department of Justice with regard to Epstein, and we talked about this a little bit yesterday. We knew this was coming, issuing these subpoenas. And so this is the House Oversight Committee issuing subpoenas, and this has to do with the Epstein files. And so who is named? Because we have the, you know, we have individuals named. So House Oversight Committee issuing the subpoenas to former President Bill Clinton, former Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton, HRC, for testimony regarding Jeffrey Epstein. So this is the committee chair. This is Comer speaking about this, sending you know, a whole bunch of subpoenas related to Epstein yesterday, with the Clintons being just two of the people that the House investigators are looking to hear from. And they also, Comer also sent a subpoena to DOJ, Department of Justice, for all records that are related to Epstein's case. We have this going on. And so this involves, for example, those being compelled to appear, former FBI directors, here we go, James Comey, Robert Mueller, as well as Loretta Lynch. Remember her, ex-attorney general, also Eric Holder. So remember all these names, just bringing them back. Eric Holder during the Obama administration, Bill Barr, William Barr, as well as Jeff Sessions and Alberto Gonzalez. So all of these different individuals, these are official subpoenas. Let us not forget Steve Bannon, if you read his book, remember he was in solitary confinement. And remember, in one of the cases, he had defied that subpoena. And the other one, it had to do with, what was it, FAFSA, overseas business dealings. But nobody had a problem with any Republicans during the previous administrations rounding them up and putting them in jail. Nobody had a problem with these types of subpoenas. Let's get the transparency. Let's get these people under oath in an official, responsible, trial-like proceeding, where everybody is sworn in and nobody's acting, nobody's over the top. Let's not have fancy schmancy movie or TV producers anywhere near this. Make it as if, you know, it's an official court type proceeding, respectful. That's what this should look like, in my humble opinion. Comer followed through on an earlier committee vote to subpoena Ghislaine Maxwell. Remember that? The close and now convicted Epstein associate, sentenced to 20 years. She's serving the 20 years, moved from Florida to Texas, both of those, both facilities, minimum security, as I've reported. She was not moved from a full security to a minimum security. That's not what happened. So we have that going on. Texas, maybe that's a little nicer, newer, I don't know, but they're both listed as a lower security, a minimum security. So let's get to Tulsi Gabbard.
We do have to break.
Oh, we do?
Yes.
Darn it.
I apologize. And we got some callers, too.
All right. Do you want to go?
So, right. Tulsi, we need a little bit of chunk of time because the clip itself's kind of long. That's right. Why I said we should probably break. If you want to take a caller before break, we can probably squeeze one in, though.
All right.
You got Lou and Langhorne who wants
he
wants to redesign the ballroom. Has some suggestions for you, Dawn.
Hey, Lou.
Hey, how are you?
Good,
how are
thank you?
I just want to let you know that since you came back from Italy, I'm going to Italy in September with my whole family.
Woo.
We're going to visit where the grandparents came from. We're going to, of course, Rome, Florence, Abruzzo, Sulmona, Bologna, and then Malta for a couple of days, and then to Naples. So we're following you. So
love it.
It's all good.
Love it. Yeah, you got the conservative tours. Yeah. We were just talking about it yesterday, but whether it's with Sicily with Dom or whatever we're doing next year, mm-hmm. hopefully, but it's, I love Italy. It's the one place I will say I just want to go back as soon and often as possible, as I just love it. I do. I'm with you.
I agree. And my daughter's traveled, but mine's all in Vietnam and Thailand. And so, but I'm happy. So what I called about was I'm really, the speed of Trump is like, I'm really kind of dizzy to see what's all going on and what he's accomplished. And I think most of us are.
Yeah.
But the ballroom, I think the ballroom is a wonderful idea. What I think might be pretty cool, and it's, I don't know how big it's going to be, but I'm sure it's going to be pretty big. Say on the floor they do, it's somewhat like in the Vatican they have, and different places where they'll have like stone pictures of certain things, like maybe do Independence Hall, maybe do the founders together, maybe do you know, the White House, maybe do the Lincoln Memorial, something like that.
Beautiful.
I think you're walking, but you're seeing history as you walk.
I love it. That's a great idea. Lou, you have great ideas. Well, thank you so much for sharing that and the Italy trip. It's wonderful. I'd even said, because he wants private, all private money is going to pay for this ballroom, that maybe they allow people to donate the, like you're saying, floor tiles that are beautiful, marble, whatever they're going to do, and different people could donate that and have like a, I don't know, or maybe somebody like my grandpa, you know, Iwo Jima, World War II. You could do, I mean, I don't know. I'm just like, we're all like, Lou is kind of brainstorming there, but you could pay for like a forever tribute.
You know what that does, though, is it creates a situation where most of the time that ballroom's not being used, it creates a tourist attraction where tourists can come in and see who bought the, you know, tiles
True.
And such.
People's
it's
house.
A great idea there, Don.
So keep them coming. You guys are such a great, brilliant resource, right? We'll all crowdsource on this one. All right. I promise you around the corner, you want to hear this because Tulsi Gabbard, she's talking about the whistleblowers. We have the reports, newly declassified Durham appendix. And she's saying this is tangible proof that you know who, not me. I'm not the Clinton she's talking about. But that Clinton, HRC, did she approve this plan?
The weirdest thing about me is that I don't sweat.
But she can bark like a dog. All right, we'll get into all of it, I promise. Oh, geez. We're having way too much fun today. We'll get into all of it. Developing story. We'll get into the other names being named by Tulsi and the whistleblowers. But we got to get into the kitchen because, you know, with kitchen magic, they've been transforming kitchens and baths for more than 45 years. Right here, you know, in America, the USA. So they're family-owned, second-generation strong, manufacture all their cabinets right in not just the USA, but specifically Nazareth, Pennsylvania. That means no tariffs, no middleman, just expert craftsmanship and unbeatable value. What are you waiting for? This August, take advantage, 30% off cabinets during their summer savings event. Do you hear that, honey? 30% off. You gotta do it. Trust the name your neighbors have. I did that just for Lair Bear. He's driving off the road right now. Like, what? Trust the name your neighbors have been trusting for decades. Kitchen Magic. They are awesome. Call for and visit kitchenmagic.com. Kitchenmagic.com. 30% off cabinets this month. Yeah, make this deadline. Get the magic. KitchenMagic.com. Tell them Dawn sent you. Headline here is the Tulsi Gabbard. We're talking about Russiagate, Obama's alleged revenge, Hillary's vendetta, and UFOs. That's today's headline, which I love. And this is...
I love that it's all included.
I know, right? You can't make this stuff up. It's just every minute of the breaking news and developing news. But this is Tulsi Gabbard, Director of National Intelligence, and you can look up these documents for yourself if you choose. And that's what I love about what she said today. Anybody can go to dni.org. You can check it out for yourself. But in this case, we want you to hear what she's saying. That in the bottom line here is that she is citing tangible evidence, and she's saying we've got the goods. And so for anybody who says, oh, you know, and just really quick, because I want to get to this. But just to think about what they're saying as far as all the different headlines, they're saying, oh, Tulsi Gabbard goes all X-Files crazy. Like, that's what the so-called mainstream media, they're saying that she's, like, gone off a cliff in alleging this. But what she's stating, you can choose to believe what you want to believe. But listen in. Tell me, do you find Tulsi Gabbard, DNI, you know, Director of National Intelligence, this is what she's saying as she sits down with Miranda Devine to talk about, in her own words, what she calls Obama's Russiagate plot.
That uncovered the truth about how President Obama ordered this January 2017 intelligence community assessment to be produced. And this he directed this order in early December after President Trump had won the election. And
in an Oval Office meeting, December 9, 2016.
And the language that was used in providing those tasks to the intelligence community from then Obama's DNI, James Clapper, is very significant because it doesn't ask the question, did Russia try to help Trump win this election? It was detail how Moscow tried to influence the election in favor of Donald Trump. So it presumes the conclusion and drives the conclusion that President Obama wanted to see. And that really kicked off what James Clapper, John Brennan, James Comey, and others fulfilled in this directive.
And so that's, by the way, MSNBC, just to trigger you with the headlines, AG Pam Bondi orders outlandish, this is an alleged news organization, MSNBC, or as some people call it, MSDNC, but it's MSNBC. Quote, AG Pam Bondi orders outlandish grand jury probe into Gabbard-driven conspiracy theories. So this is Tulsi Gabbard and what she's talking about. And the MSNBC, in a, what's supposed to be a news article, calls it, she calls these claims, they call Gabbard's claims preposterous claims, have been discredited. Bondi has now directed the Justice Department prosecutors to launch a grand jury investigation anyway. That's NBC. This is a division of NBC, by the way. This is what they're writing. So listen in now as Tulsi Gabbard describes Hillary Clinton HRC's, the allegations and the reports and the tangible reports they have and what is going on here.
So when people look at the newly declassified Durham appendix, you'll see a number of quite shocking statements in there coming from people like then DNC chairwoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz, talking about how, and I'm paraphrasing here, but you know, Hillary Clinton's emails were deleted just in time. Statements like that, references towards some of Hillary Clinton's most senior advisors saying, hey, let's use the Russia play against Trump in order to diminish the attention that's going to Hillary Clinton's emails. And it actually points to statements about how Hillary herself approved one of these plans that was put forward again before her to heighten tensions around this Russia hoax, this alleged Russia collusion with Donald Trump, to draw attention away from her and away from the controversy that was surrounding her at that time. These documents also show that President Obama was briefed on this before the election, and how at that point in time, he talked about how he didn't want his legacy to be tainted by Hillary Clinton and her controversy and claimed to want to stay out of it. Obviously, at a certain point, he made a different decision, but it really, again, starts to lay the groundwork for how we see at the highest levels of power in our country. Remember, Hillary Clinton was the Secretary of State. We see at the highest levels of power in our country how this narrative was very intentionally used, and some intelligence pointing to the use of foreign agents or assets to assist in this narrative that, again, was in essence executed to undermine President Trump's candidacy and to advance Hillary Clinton into the presidency.
And so I just ask you, is it the job of any newsroom? And this is MSNBC and all of the other networks. It's amazing to me that they go way out of their way to call what Tulsi Gabbard right now is outlining here. And you can go to odni.gov. You can look through all the news releases. So they started releasing this, just to remind you, last week. It was last Thursday was the first one. That was entitled Russia Hoax, Whistleblower Threatened, Multiple Attempts to Report Wrongdoing Were Ignored. So they go through and talk about how for 6 long years, a senior intelligence official was basically fighting to just do his or her job and to write reports responsibly, but that it was political and bureaucratic resistance in efforts to expose the manipulated intelligence behind the Russia collusion hoax. And so this is why it was, I think last Wednesday, actually, it was the DNI, Tulsi Gabbard, releasing the new documents. And they've continued to release that, including, by the way, and this is all declassified stuff. So we know that there is more to drop. Remember, I told you that it was reported. They're actively looking through the information, finding the information, and then and you can download the report. So in one of them, and I think that's a newer news dump, in this one, it's redacted, but you can still make out, as you know, you have a whistleblower in here describing what they went through, the intimidation, and what they were being told that they were not allowed to insert their findings into the final report. And then, of course, it was all scooched away. It was classified and then hidden away. And then also, remember, it was denied that President Trump, when he became the president, because it didn't work, when he became the president in 2016, they were not briefing him on this. And so this is all the allegation that it's just shocking. It's absolutely shocking information. And by the way, since when does a news organization shy away from, you know, such shocking, you know, can you even imagine if these kinds of detailed reports, and this one, well, this one's 114 pages, the other one's the whistleblower report, 19 pages. Can you imagine if these types of detailed, juicy, you know, tangible evidence, these are official reports and whistleblowers and the whole thing. Can you imagine if it was reversed and this was dirt on a Republican in a Democrat administration? Holy moly. They'd be all over it 24/7, right? You'd have Rachel Maddow, they'd have to have like a, I don't know, like a trough because she'd be drooling so much. I'm getting silly.
Slightly off camera.
I know.
Yeah. Spittoon.
You have like some poor
guy. West.
Yeah. But, you know, this is, and it's a developing story. It just continues as they do the news jumps, as they get more information, they're releasing it. Yes, thank you. And this is the National Intelligence Officer for Cyber Issues, and they're going back and forth. But here's the thing. I'm looking at one. This is just, for example, which page is this? I think I'm on page, moving down. It's like page 20 or something. You see some of these. It gives the title. Then it says the original message was from James Clapper with DNI. It was sent. It was dated Wednesday, August 31st of 2016. So think about that. It was right around the time of the right after the DNC here in Philadelphia. And so they basically redacted the entire page, except for every once in a while you get DNI or DHS or different departments. So they do have to heavily redact it. But you can see some of these, that the conversations are back and forth, and they leave in the wording where the whistleblower or a senior investigator is being told that they are not, do we understand each other? You know, that kind of language where they are being told in absolute terms, you will not include such and such in your report. And so, like I say, these are just pages and pages, hundreds of pages. So we'll get your thoughts. I'll give you a few more tidbits I want to get into just to give you some of the deets, some of the details. The devil lies in the details, but the devil has been exposed. The Dawn Stensland Show continues, 855-839-1210. Be right back. So just to wrap up on this, as we think about Tulsi Gabbard, Russiagate, Obama's revenge, that's what she's calling it, and Hillary's vendetta. Have you ever noticed when somebody's that person, that insecure, gossipy person, and everything they say about other people, everything they accuse other people of, is in fact a mirror image of themselves? I will just say to you that, and this really resonates with me when I think about so many different, at so many different levels, Democrats, whether they're the ones in Texas that fled to Chicago because they don't like the fact that, you know, they're going to change, they're going to do the gerrymandering or the redistricting, whatever you choose to call it, which is what Democrats did the last time around, or whether it's in this case. Because remember what this allegedly, what it stems from, is that Hillary Clinton was in big trouble because the story about the servers when she was Secretary of State in her basement that were bleached and so on. Remember that whole story? And so that's allegedly her motive for creating Russiagate, the Steele dossier, all of that. And so it's going to come out. And this testimony is going to happen, right? And so when I look at the headlines, though, the Daily Beast, Tulsi Gabbard's caught up in a word salad over Russiagate hoax. MSNBC, I just read to you, calling it outlandish. Another one, Tulsi Gabbard goes full X-Files with her newest conspiracy theories. And so here's the problem with this. When you think about social media, when you think about X, that's number 12 on the list. But you know what? NBC News and MSNBC and CBS News and all of these other news agencies that I'm talking about, they reach far and away many, many more viewers, and they get those hits by the millions, by the hundreds of millions. And so that's a real problem. As we look for truth, as we look for justice. Can we get to this call really quick? Really quick.
Yeah, let's get John.
Hey, John. You say what?
Hey, guy. Hey, thank you very much for taking the call. And I agree with everything you said, and I would like to see all five of them or that whole group go down. Here's the question, though. Do you really think you're going to get a fair and impartial jury in Brooklyn, New York, or in New York, or down in D.C. with these Democrats?
You ask the best question of all. Where does this go? And does it result in actual justice? Because we deserve the justice, and we deserve the
absolutely.
Truth.
He's going to have to somehow, some way, get a change of venue in order for these charges to stick, because this is going to be like, listen, I don't want to change the subject, but you know, when I remember the OJ hearing, and the OJ yes. jury went in there with the notion of we got to get this guy off, and that's what you're going to get here.
But
they don't
let
care
me,
what.
That's why. Let me just, because we're running out of time, because we're, and that's why it's great we're live and local. The Dom Show is coming right up, but I just want to answer your question because it's the most important question. The most important judge and jury will be the American people. So we the people, and that's why they have to have transparency. They need to swear people in. They need to be under oath. These need to be carried live. And even in the intermissions, leave the audio up. Let the people hear and see an official, proper, legal, non-drama proceeding where these individuals are put before the American people. That's the courtroom that matters. Because if they do that, and we have the full transparency, and we see these individuals as they come in, they're sworn in, even if they're pleading the fifth, that's okay too. But make it an official proceeding. Get everybody on record and under oath, and you will see the pressure, and you will see the whistleblower. You will meet these people, and the people will see that truth. That's where I would say the court that matters will be the court of the public opinion of the American people. This is our government. We need to take it back, push the reset button, not for revenge, but so that this never can happen again. I'm Dawn Stensland. Dom Giordano now is here with the Dom Show.
Hey, thanks, Dawn. Well, with the Howard Stern story out there, we're going to give some insight to the 13 minutes that he attacked me. What I said then, I think, is what is still eating at him and brought him down. And John Yoo, who is a brilliant attorney and former deputy attorney general, he's here at 2 to talk the Russiagate revelations.
Can't wait to hear that. Great Dom Show just ahead.
Dawn Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.